8.9.
Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Air Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Air Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
See, you're supposed to know how your mama and them serve God. If your mama was a great servant of God, and your daddy was a great servant of God, God know who you are. You're here because of them. And if your mama and them was bad and in witchcraft, you need to know a different kind of prayer to pray. Because there's some stuff following you based on what they did. There's some stuff in your life that's coming from your mom and daddy that you don't want there. That's a different kind of prayer than the one where your mom and them serve God. Amen. Your dad and them serve God. There's some favor that come down the pipe through you. You got to know how to place a demand on it or get it. Can you say amen? All right, quickly. So the word says, and now, O Lord my God, I think I'll skip. It said, and in righteousness and uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. He's but what? Teenagers, young people. God's ready if you're ready. You don't have to wait till you're 60 or whatever. God's ready if you're ready. He said he's but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. Now, I don't know all this stuff, but I know you're with me, God. He's with me. He's with my dad. I know you're with me. He spoke to him. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Then the word says, give therefore thy servant and what? And what? The word says, and all thy getting, get what? Now each one of these be a preaching message all on their own, but he said, give thy servant understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between what? Good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? In other words, you got all these people, all these problems, all these situations that I got to deal with on a regular basis. I need some wisdom from you. People have all kinds of challenges. We made the statement that 85% of your problems talk back. They come from people. Their agreement, their disagreement, their actions, their inactions. Need the wisdom of God to deal with them. If there are a lot of them, and many of you have responsibility with people. If not, in your promotion, you will have responsibility. But scripture says, and the speech pleased the Lord. Let's read this loud together, verse 10. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. God pleased by the right question. What's your motive? What do you want? Do you want to be a better you? Do you want to be a better you or just a richer you? You want to be a better you. If you're making a mess out of the decisions you're making right now, what more money going to do? It's going to help you make more messy decisions. And they're going to be bigger too. So you want to get this fixed right now. Somebody say the wisdom of God. Quickly, the word says, behold, I have done. He said, and God said unto him, because let's read verse 11 together. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself what? Long life. Number two, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemy, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. The three things, long life. Everybody want to live long life. riches for thyself and the life of your enemies. Kill all my enemies. Get rid of the haters. Get rid of all the haters. Kill them. God said, you didn't ask for me to kill your enemies, which it seems like if you ask, God's going to do it. You didn't ask for riches for yourself. You didn't ask for long life for yourself, and you didn't ask for the life of your enemies. You turned down, and you just want understanding? How many of you want understanding? Say, you have good understanding. You'll be promoted. The word declares, all right, so it says, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart. A what? Wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. All right, I'm gonna close right here. I'll close the pickup. Because y'all done so good. Y'all been such good listeners and givers and prayers. God telling Solomon, I'm going to give you what you asked for, and I'm going to give you what you didn't ask for that I want you to have. How many of you know that thing God wants you to have that's a blessing and you haven't even asked for it? You know, it's like going to Google. I want to know something, but I don't know how to ask for it. I don't know how to ask Google for it, for example. Isn't that good? I used to make the statement that God is better than a mother in Walmart with an unlimited credit card. Walmart, they got everything. You turn your mama loose there and buy for the kids with an unlimited credit card. God can top that. How many of you have some things that, you know, just your life would be better if they came into your life? How many of you know? God know it better than you do. Well, you know, I don't know if I want to be married. Now, ain't no good men. Yeah. You want to be married bad. God will take care of that for you. Just shut your mouth by the good men part. Just shut up by the good men part. And just let God, just tell him what you want. How many of y'all know that song, Jesus on the Main Line? Call him up and tell him what you want. When that song came out, you got that, Reverend? Any of y'all can sing it? I would ask Elliot, you wasn't saved then. That came out. I'm following Pastor Elliot. We don't know. You can know these songs saved or not. They used to be on the radio before R&B came on. We got people that never been saved. No more church song because you couldn't get to Jackie Wilson them before you had James Cleveland them because the radio was the gospel and. In the morning, you know, earlier, and then you got to wait on the R&B. Can I get a witness, somebody? So you desperate to work with one channel, and so you have to learn whatever on there. You just desperate to hear anybody sound like you on the radio. I just teased it with Elliot, amen. Jesus on the Main Line. I don't know the beat them. Tell him what you want. How many was in the choir singing? Tell him what you want. Jesus on the Main Line, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. All right. Praise God. Choir, y'all sing that next week. Y'all sing that next week. Amen. We got to go. Amen. Is God good? Jesus on the Main Line. Well, some of y'all done danced off of that. Amen. You really enjoyed not you filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sister Portia, y'all sing that. Yep, amen, amen, here on the Main Line, tell him what you want. And I tell you, I've been saved a long time, amen. That don't mean I saved a long time, that just mean I had a radio. God is so good, isn't he? Amen, amen, praise God. Thank y'all for y'all patience with your pastor. It'll go a long way, amen. If you could handle your pastor, you can put up with most other people, amen. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. God will bless you. But the word said, let's go. So when he said, because thou hast, verse 11, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for, you know, the other list, long life, riches for thyself, or life, you know, or ask the life of thine enemy, but have asked for understanding to discern judgment. Underline the word discern. Discern judgment. Say discern judgment. One more time. Discern judgment. This is where your decision making comes in. discern judgment, how to know what decisions to make. This is crucial to your life. This is why you got to learn, you got to grow up and learn to make them when you're young and not have everybody making them for you. You got to learn how to make them. Because some of them, they're going to be bad, but you got to go through, going through the consequences of the bad ones. It'll help you to stop making the bad ones and make some good ones. It's consequences to bad choices. Life is choice driven. All right, let's go further. Amen. But the word says, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have proven thee, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And also I have given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor. Both riches and honor. Riches and what else? Riches and what else? All right, hold it. The two don't always go together. There are people that have riches that nobody honors them. That's in the news too. God said, I'm going to give you riches and honor. I'm going to give you riches and people not going to even hate you. You're not going to have a bunch of haters and you're going to be richer than everybody. That's a hard combination. Amen. People used to be jealous and talk about you. It's something to pull it out. Pull out being rich. You know, people love, they love Bill Gates and what's the other, the real estate guy named Warren Buffett. They're pretty well thought of, pretty level-headed guys. They give away a lot of wealth and they wealthy guys. They have riches and they have honor. But God said, I'm going to give you riches and honor. Amen. It's people that don't even have that much, but you may have a little bit more than other people, and they think you're rich, and they don't even like you. Look at that. Look at that. Sit there and say, look at that. Yeah, that's what they be thinking. Look at that. She thinks she, look at that. Pair of new shoes on. Can you do your mouth like that? New shoes. They probably ain't even new. People are tripping, ain't they? God help us. Quickly, the word says, and I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then will I lengthen thy days. He said, I'm going to make you live long. If you keep the commandments like this, you're going to live a long time. He kept that like a bonus. Some have a problem with that part. And if thou wilt walk in my statutes, then I will lengthen thy days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast to all the servants. Then there came two women. Now here, this last part here, what it has to do, the Bible carves out a piece of a story to reveal Solomon's wisdom. Now, the Bible doesn't reveal all of Solomon's wisdom and his wealth, but it gives us enough of it to see what this looks like. Now, this decision making is part of the covenant for you. You have a covenant with God. Jesus has made unto you righteousness, wisdom, sanctification. He is wisdom to you, to us. And so, how many of you heard the story of the two harlots that had the two babies? Okay, there's some people that said, no, just a few verses that said, there came to him two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. See, everybody, they would bring their problems, solve this if you're so wise. I guess that he was like the Google of the day. But no, this was the wisdom in their decisions. Two harlots and stood before him, and the one woman said, oh my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered that this woman was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house save we two in the house. It was just the two women, the two pregnant women. They both had babies. And the woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. That means she slept on the baby. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. People cruel, aren't they? She killed her baby and switched out the baby with your live baby. Well, couldn't they tell who the baby looked like? No, the babies was too new. Some of y'all came home and they was wondering who you were. She don't look like none of us. Yes, she do. She look a little bit like Sheila. No, I ain't see nothing like Sheila to me. She got big eyes. Hey, none of us got big eyes. I don't know who baby that is. And she light skinned. I don't know. Can I get a witness? Folk be checking, don't they? You show people your baby, they check it, they compare it. I'm going on. My mama had 12 kids, so I can get caught up on that one right there. Amen. Who looked like who? Say that with me. Say, who looks like who? Some of y'all in y'all family, y'all didn't look like nobody in the family until y'all got about 6. Oh, she looked like us now. Well, who she looked like before? I'm going on. We close to family reunion time. I was on that last week. Don't get into those kind of conversations. But anyway, so when the woman's child died in the night because she overlaid, then she arose at midnight, took my son beside her, and while thy handmaid slept, she laid in the bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. That was none of my child. That's what she said. And the other woman, y'all never heard this. Some of y'all never heard this. This is a real interesting story. And the other woman said, no, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. That dead baby, that's your baby. And this said, no, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. So after they laid it out, they're looking at the king. How is he going to know? Both got the babies. They both got the babies. One of them lying. Are you following me? Diabolical things that people do. Talking about something. It said, and the other woman said, nay, the living is my son, the dead is thy son. And this said, no, but the dead is thy son, and the living is thy son, is my son. Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, the one said, this is my son, the living, and thy son is the dead. And the other said, nay. The other said, nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, bring me a sword. The king said, I'm going to fix this. Bring me a sword. He's about to do something they hadn't counted on. And they brought a sword before the king, and the king said, divide the living child in two and give half to the one and half to the other. Now, you know you can't play with this because the king's word is the law. That means this baby finna get cut in half. He didn't have no paperwork to fill out. He didn't need no one's approval. He could just go ahead and have this baby cut in half. And both of these mothers looking, realizing, oh my God, they've been cut this baby in half. They know this for a fact. And the king spoke it out of his mouth. Once it left his mouth, it became the law. And the king said, divide the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king. The mother of the living child spoke up. For her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be let it be neither mine or thine, but divided. Somebody say wisdom. Look to your neighbor, other neighbor, say wisdom. How is that wisdom? Solomon knows. The real mother. Come on, somebody say the real mother. Lord have mercy. The real mother. The true mother. Not going to let that baby die. See, you got to know that. See, wisdom knows something. Wisdom go past just the evidence up front. I'm going to make a statement and it don't mean I'm right. But it's my theory. It's my O.J. Simpson theory. If you didn't do it, why are you leaving your kids? Why are you in the van leaving town and you have two little kids? If I didn't do it, I ain't leaving my babies. I'm finna go to jail, but I ain't leaving my kids. That's in a father. Come on, somebody. If you know you're not guilty, where you going? Where are you going? Because if you do, and you don't know who did it, they might want your kids too. Protection is built into the father. It's built into him. You ain't gonna leave your babies. Now, them babies would have been in the backseat of that car. Maybe so. A murder, your wife murdered, and you heading out of town. Oh, well, I'm just saying. That was my theory. Look to your neighbor and say, that's theory. Unproven. Say, Johnny Cochran didn't use that. That's the pastor with his theory. And his wisdom. Come on, somebody. Last but not least. So he said, y'all doing good. Y'all helping me. I'm about 3 hours into this message. This is good. Then said the king, the one said, it goes down in verse 26. Then spake the woman whose living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned for a son. And she said, oh, my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine divided. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the what? The judgment which the king had judged. And they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a popular story. That's just one case of Solomon's wisdom that people travel. But you are an heir and a beneficiary of the wisdom of God, just like Solomon. It's available to you if you seek it. It's in these pages. It's in the pages of this book. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed, if you would. If you say, Pastor, I'm here, I've never... Say, I believe, I receive, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you stand to your feet, if you would. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Have you been blessed? Praise God. We went a little bit longer today, but we had our... Thank you for your gifts, your giving. I believe all the needs are met on the closing. Amen. Thank you. And if you didn't bring it with you, bring it by tomorrow. Or, no, just put it on your text. 77977, put it in there and send it right in. Amen. It's a seed. That means God has to multiply it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Sister Gates, our prayers with you and your family. Amen. Continually. Amen. In the departure of your mother. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a joy to know when your parents leave. You don't want them to leave, but that you're going to see them again. Amen. Because they know the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you in here, you had parents that told you about the Lord before you came to the Lord? Your parents told you about the Lord before you came to the Lord. Were they right? They was right, wasn't it? They was right. That's right. My God, my God. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you in here, you got saved somewhere other than a church? When you prayed the prayer of salvation, you wasn't in a church. Somebody prayed with you and you were somewhere else other than a church. Let me see your hand. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You wasn't, isn't that something? You know, did you get the full thing? You get the full saved? That wasn't a modified grocery store version, was it? You got the whole thing with Jesus and everybody? There's only one kind. I said there's only one kind. Amen. Are you doing something with it though? Amen. Well, praise God. I'm going to stop. We've been blessed. I said we've been blessed, haven't we? Somebody say the wisdom of God belongs to me. I have a covenant with God. The wisdom of God. To make my decisions, to make my choices. But I must choose to hear the voice of God, to allow him to guide me and to direct me, and to lean not to my own understanding, but to have the understanding of God. That is my heritage. That is my inheritance. That is my covenant with God. I have some choices and I have some decisions that I have to make. Yes, I have to make them, but I'm not alone. God is with me. God is with me. He's speaking to me in those decisions. As a matter of fact, I have some I have to make today and tomorrow. I'm going to make them in faith, trust in God. I'll not be afraid, but I'll hear the voice of God, and I'll make those decisions, and I will grow, and I'll get better at making decisions. I made some in the past on my own when I was mad, when I was hurt, when I was disappointed, when I wasn't thinking straight. I made decisions, and I wish I had not made them, at least at that time. Because I wasn't hearing from God or anybody else. But I'm going a different way now. I'm going to be under control. I'm going to be listening and trusting my Heavenly Father to speak to my heart. I'm not going to do it in anger. I'm not going to do it in judgment negatively. I'm not going to do it in getting back. I'm not going to do it in getting even. I leave that up to God. I'm going to make righteous judgments in Jesus' name. I purpose in my heart right now, I'm going to make better decisions the rest of my life. Trust in God. I know I'm in church today, but I'm going to trust God on days when I'm not in the church. I'm going to trust him when I'm driving, when I'm walking, when I'm sitting down. I'm going to hear his voice. Because he's going to tell me. He told Solomon at night in a dream. I'm going to be listening then too. In Jesus' name. Amen. I said amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise, somebody.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.